All right, so have you ever, like, I don't know, been driving and thought about all the plastic in your car?
Yeah, it is kind of wild when you start to notice it, huh?
It really is, like the dashboard, the door panels, even some parts under the hood. It's everywhere. But have you ever thought about why? Why so much plastic?
That's what we're diving into today. And it's not just about, car companies trying to save a buck.
Right, like
No.
there's got to be more to it, right?
Exactly. It actually impacts a ton of stuff, from like how much gas you use to even the environmental impact of your car.
And I was reading this one source, and it said that some cars can be up to like 50% plastic by weight these days.
Wow.
Can you imagine? I mean, think about the cars our grandparents drove, all that metal. It's a huge difference.
It really goes to show how much material science has like totally changed the auto industry.
Totally. And a big part of it, from what I've read, is this push for better fuel efficiency.
Oh, absolutely. Lighter cars need less gas to go the same distance, and plastics are, well, they're way lighter than metal.
Makes sense. And there's actually, hold on, let me find. Yeah, here it is. This source says that reducing a car's weight by just 100 kilograms, that's like two big suitcases, basically can save you between 0.3 and 0.6 liters of fuel every 100 kilometers you drive.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about it over the life of your car.
That adds up for your wallet and for the planet.
For sure. Less fuel means fewer emissions, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that plastic dashboard might be doing more for the environment than you'd think.
So you're telling me those plastic parts are like secret eco warriors.
Kind of. But okay, let's get a little more specific here, because when we say plastic, we're not talking about like just one thing, right?
Right. So there's different kinds of plastic in our cars.
It's like a whole team of superheroes, each with its own like special powers,
Oh.
chosen for specific jobs in the car.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, so who are these plastic superheroes?
Okay, so first up, we got polypropylene, the workhorse. This stuff, it's everywhere. Bumpers, interior trim, even like under the hood, cable insulation. It's super versatile.
Yeah, you need those parts to be tough but not weigh the car down.
Exactly. Now, for something totally different, we have polycarbonate. Super strong, but also see-through.
Oh, what, for headlights?
Yeah. Tough enough to take a hit from rocks and stuff, but still lets the light through.
Okay, cool. What about, I think it was ABS plastic. I remember that from our research. It was for like dashboards and stuff, right? All those stylish bits.
You got it. ABS, it's the go-to when you need something strong, rigid, but also got to look good. Dashboards, trim pieces, that kind of thing.
Makes sense. So we got the tough workhorse, the strong and transparent one, and the stylish and sturdy one. Who else is on the team?
All right, last but not least, polyurethane. Think comfort. Your seats, your headrest, that soft, cushy feel.
Oh, yeah.
That's polyurethane. Plus, it's great at absorbing sound, makes for a quieter ride.
Nice. So it's like the reason my commute isn't totally jarring, I like this plastic.
Exactly. But okay, we've been talking a lot about the good stuff, the upsides of all this plastic. But let's be real, plastic's got a bit of a, well, a complicated reputation, right? Especially when we're talking about the environment.
Right. So what about that? What does our research say about, the not so good side of using so much plastic in cars?
Okay, so yeah, we got to talk about that, right? I mean, plastic, it's not exactly known for being like super eco-friendly.
Yeah, not really.
So how bad is it? What does our research say about like the downsides, environmentally speaking, of using so much plastic in our cars?
Well, the thing is, most plastics are still made from, fossil fuels.
Right.
So right there, you've got a carbon footprint just from getting those materials and processing them.
Right.
And then there's the big question, what happens to all that plastic when, the car's done, reaches the end of the road?
That's what I always wonder about. I mean, I try to recycle stuff, but it's not like I can just chuck a car bumper in my recycling bin. Exactly. Recycling car parts, it's way more complicated than like your soda bottles or milk jugs.
Oh, so.
Well, think about it. Car plastics, they're often made of like all these different blends of plastics.
Oh, okay.
And they can have other stuff mixed in, like metal bits, fabrics, you name it.
So it's not as simple as just like melting it all down and starting over.
Nope. Separating and recycling those materials, it's a real challenge.
Okay, so even if a plastic part lasts a long time in the car, it's not guaranteed it's actually going to get recycled properly later.
Right.
Doesn't that kind of, I don't know, put a dent in the whole sustainability argument?
It definitely complicates things. There's a lot of work being done to design parts that are easier to recycle, but honestly, we're not quite there yet as far as having like a totally closed loop system.
So the environmental impact, that's a big one. But I also remember reading something about safety concerns with plastics. Like what happens in a crash?
Oh, yeah.
Is a plastic bumper as safe as, you know, a good old-fashioned metal one?
That's a really good question, and it's something that car designers take really seriously. While some plastics can be incredibly strong, they don't always, you know, behave like metal in a crash.
In what way? Like, how's it different?
Think about it this way. Metal, it tends to crumple in a predictable way. It absorbs the energy of the impact.
Oh, right. To protect the people inside.
Exactly. But some plastics, they might, I don't know, shatter or break apart in a crash.
And that's bad.
Well, it could create, you know, different risks, potentially.
So it's not just about how strong the material is. It's about how it reacts when things go really wrong, like in a crash.
Exactly. It makes designing those safety critical parts even more complex.
Makes sense. It's not just everyday driving they have to think about.
Oh.
And there was one more thing. It was about cost versus quality when it comes to plastics.
Oh, yes.
I'm guessing there's some trade-offs there, right?
And there always is, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that temptation to go for the cheapest option, especially when you're building, like, millions of cars.
Yeah.
But with plastic car parts, sometimes cheaper means, you know, not as good, especially long-term.
Ugh, yeah. We've all had those, like, flimsy plastic parts that break way too easily.
Exactly. And that just creates more waste, which defeats the whole purpose, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
So trying to save money up front can actually end up costing more later on.
Yeah, it's like that saying, penny wise and pound foolish. You try to save a little now, but it can cost you and the environment more in the long run.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of the, I guess, not so great stuff about plastics, but is there any good news? Like, is there anything on the horizon that can make things better?
Well, actually, yeah. Our research actually ends on a pretty optimistic note.
Okay, good.
It talks about some really cool innovations that are happening with plastics in the auto industry that could, like, solve some of these problems we've been talking about.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more.
So one of the really promising areas is the development of, like, these advanced composite materials.
Composites, like what they use for, like, airplanes and stuff.
Yeah. But in this case, it's about combining plastics with other materials, like carbon fiber or even natural fibers.
So you're basically creating this super strong, lightweight material.
Exactly.
So it's not just using plastic as it is. It's about, like, tweaking it, making it better.
Exactly. And it's not just about strength and durability. Researchers are also trying to make these composites more sustainable by using things like recycled plastics or bio-based materials.
Wait, hold on. Bio-based? Like, are we talking about plastics made from plants?
We are. It's becoming more and more possible. Plastics made from, like, corn, sugarcane, even algae.
Wow. So instead of relying on fossil fuels, we could be using stuff that's, like, carbon neutral or even carbon negative.
Exactly. And some companies are already doing this. The challenge is, you know, making them affordable and, like, widely available.
Right, right.
That's where all that research and development comes in.
So it sounds like there's a lot to be excited about, even with all the challenges. Like, we're on the verge of something big, a real shift in how we use plastics and cars.
It really does feel that way. And that's what makes it so interesting to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about the stuff itself. It's about the choices we make, the innovations, and what we want the future to look like.
Well said. And speaking of the future, I think our research had a pretty big question for us to think about as we head into the final part of our deep dive. You ready to tackle that?
Hit me with it. I'm always up for a good challenge.
Mm.
Especially when it comes to, like, shaping the future, you know? Mm. Sustainability and all that.
Okay, so given everything we've talked about, the good and the bad when it comes to plastic and cars, what do you think car manufacturers should be focusing on most in the next decade? Okay, so we've talked about the good, the bad, the challenges, the innovations. It's a lot. But where do we go from here? What does the future hold for plastics in our cars?
Well, what's really encouraging is that it seems like the industry is really taking all this seriously. You know, it's not just about using more plastic. It's about using it better,
mm-hmm.
smarter, or making sure it's not, you know, trashing the planet in the process.
Right. So it's less plastic is fantastic and more plastic with a plan.
Exactly. We talked about some of those cool new developments, like those composites and bio-based plastics.
Yeah, those were really interesting. What else is out there?
Well, one thing that's getting a lot of attention is this idea of design for recycling.
Design for recycling? What's that?
It's basically like thinking about how a part's going to be recycled right from the start. When they're designing it.
Oh, okay.
So instead of making these, like, super complicated parts that are a nightmare to take apart and recycle, they're trying to simplify things.
So it's like they're thinking about the whole lifespan of the part, not just how it works in the car.
Exactly. Imagine if, like, car parts were designed to be easily disassembled and all the different types of plastic could be separated out. No problem.
Yeah, that would make recycling way easier.
Right. It'd be much more efficient.
So what about those bio-based plastics we talked about earlier? Are we going to be driving around in cars made of like soybeans anytime soon?
Maybe not soybeans specifically, but the idea of using renewable resources to make plastics, it's definitely gaining traction.
So we're talking plants, algae, that kind of stuff.
Yep, and even like agricultural waste, stuff we'd normally just throw away.
Huh. So instead of using oil to make plastic, we could be using stuff that's like already out there growing naturally.
Exactly. It's a pretty amazing idea, right?
It is. But I guess the big question is, can they make it, affordable? Like, can it actually compete with regular plastic?
That's the challenge, for sure. But there are companies out there already making bio-based plastics. It's still early days, but it's happening.
So with all this stuff going on, all these innovations, I mean, should we be optimistic or are we getting ahead of ourselves?
I think a little bit of both, honestly. It's exciting to see all the progress being made, but we got to stay realistic too. There's still a long way to go.
So what can we do as like regular drivers? I mean, should we be worried about all the plastic in our cars?
I wouldn't say worried, but I think it's important to be informed, you know? Do your research, find out what kind of plastics are being used in the cars you're thinking about buying.
Like, ask the car companies what they're doing about sustainability.
Exactly. Are they designing for recycling? Are they looking into bio-based plastics? That kind of stuff. We, as consumers, we have a lot of power to push the industry in the right direction.
Yeah, by choosing to buy from companies that are doing things right, we're basically saying, hey, this is what we want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like voting with your wallet for a greener future.
Love it. And that kind of brings us back to that big question from our research. Given everything we've learned, what do you think should be the top priority for car manufacturers over the next, say, 10 years?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, it's all connected, right?
Yeah.
But if I had to pick one thing, it would be balance. We need to keep pushing for better fuel efficiency, fewer emissions, and lightweight plastics can definitely help with that. But we also can't forget about recycling and using more sustainable materials. It can't be one or the other, it's got to be both.
Finding that sweet spot where, innovation and sustainability work together.
Exactly.
Well, on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. It's been a fascinating deep dive into the world of automotive plastics.
It really has. It's amazing how much there is to learn about something we see every day, but rarely think about.
Totally. So next time you're in your car, take a second to like really look at all that plastic around you. It's more than just a material. It's a whole story of innovation, challenges, and the quest for a greener future. And hey, maybe someday soon, that dashboard will be made from something as simple as like grass or seaweed. Thanks for joining us on the deep dive. Until next time, keep those wheels turning and those minds curious.